بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today Surah Furqan is recited and the last ruku. We could only make it our standard of life, starting off with تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. Then moving on to جعل الليل والنهار خلفا. Allah Ta'ala made the night follow the day. Night and then the day. لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. One coming in succession after the other. But for who? For the one that wants to glorify Allah Ta'ala, show gratitude, appreciation. So this whole chapter, this whole ruku, is teaching us what should be the way of the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the Most Gracious. So Allah Ta'ala starts it off, Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of the Most Gracious. In other words, my special servants, they are a reflection of my grace. Allah Ta'ala could have used some of his other sifat, Ibadul Jabbar, but he chose to use the word Rahman, that is the superlative of Rahim. So one is the one that is merciful, and the other is the most merciful, most compassionate, superlative degree. Hence, Allah Ta'ala wishes that his special servants should reflect this compassion, love, mercy, kindness. Like we get together, we club together for some event or the other, for a holiday, for a picnic, for a braai, barbecue. But the more important thing is, or let us say, the more valuable thing is, we club together in righteousness. Ibadur Rahman, get together for righteousness, righteous work. That is why Allah Pak says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِنْ نَجْوَاهُمْ. In the secret councils, there's no good. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ. But they're getting together in order to promote some good, or صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ, or to do some charitable work, or some work of kindness. So we get together, and we're going to do some work of kindness. So this is the thing that Allah Pak himself condones, encourages. Because many a person will feel embarrassed if it is said to him that there's some charity for you. But we know he's in constraints, he's in difficulty, and he will appreciate whatever comes from this side. But if it's told him that this is zakat, or this is charity, and we're sympathizing with you because of your poverty, that he won't feel nice. So now, how to help the person without embarrassing him, and without making him feel hurt? So we're discussing it. In secret, this is the person we think that he's eligible, but he's hiding his poverty from people, doesn't want to show it. So how do we go about assisting him? Zainul Abidin is the great grandson of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when he passed away, they discovered that approximately 200 to 300 homes would be supported through Zainul Abidin. Just one person and take care of 300 persons, 500 persons. So if we only could get together, club together, a small group, 2-3 people, rather than spending the wealth just for lavish, just for luxury, and just for a name, use it in something that is constructive, something enjoyable, something that will make up our akhirah. Just a few days ago, we heard about Mohawk, what? Huh? Tomahawk. Oh, Tomahawk. So, one person going to feed himself with Tomahawk. For the one person or two persons, they're charging about 1,600 rand. But what you get, the same thing, if you have prepared yourself, it will cost you perhaps 150 rand, 200 rand. But now that show, that name, that ostentation, that reputation, it doesn't come. So just for that name, for that appreciation, just for that show, you pay 100,600 rand. So, you look at it from another perspective, what you ate now today, right, but tomorrow thing is gone. It's in such a state that you don't want to talk about it, you don't see the name of it, you don't look at the thing, you don't want to smell the thing, you don't want to touch the thing. So, is it something that you can talk about reputation, respect, etc.? That you don't want to touch, you don't want to smell, you don't want to talk about it, you don't want to see it. Any of your senses, you don't want to see the thing. So is it something to talk about, something to be proud about, something to boast and brag about? Is it something like that? The old used to say, what you give away in the name of Allah Ta'ala, see, if you say, enjoy yourself, 100 million, 200 million, now you've got 1400 rands. Now, let's see, what can we do for someone that is in need? Now, we identified someone and gave it in a respectable manner. That thing reaches Allah Ta'ala. Reaches His throne. And then, it's in such a state of admiration that you can't stop admiring. Look at it, the reward, and look at it again, and you'll just go on looking at the reward. If you could, لَوْكَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if you will only see the thing and understand, then you won't stop admiring it. It's reached such a state. So, a little bit of an adjustment, just running after luxury, makeup, whether it's our homes, whether it's our clothes, whether it's our lifestyle, whether it's our events, marriage, etc., spending lavishly in that. And then just for a little bit of a name, we are doing it. The people may say, oh, this was really done very well. What do we get after it? That same wealth, used in some charitable cause, or the newlywed, give them a start in life. They need a home, so build a home for them. Something like that. Something more constructive. Or, if you want all that in place, then some charitable cause. Now, who knows, when you're doing it, when you're giving it some charitable cause, it will remove the obstacles in the path of this marriage. That marriage becomes a marriage of barakah, of goodness, of happiness. Now, when you're splashing all these things like that, then this week is the marriage and next week is problems. This week is the marriage and the next week they're back on the carriage of separation. So, a little bit of adjustment, thinking, understanding that this is not the way to go, not the way to spend. One Banya is a Hindu. Normally they do money lending, right? So wealthy people, like our banks, very wealthy. You hardly hear of a bank going bankrupt, right? Others may go bankrupt, but they themselves, they wait for you to get bankrupt. One person, the manager of a bank, he came to me and said, "Mohan, I hear you condemn our banks." I said, "Do you see anything in my writing that I have condemned you or your bank?" So no. And he asked, "But then I sent some donation to the madrasa, why do you return it?" I said, "That's my prerogative. If you want to accept, I will accept. And whose donations I want to reject, I will reject. You can't ask me now why I didn't accept yours. Don't feel free about something, so I will reject the thing." It's not a thought now that anything and everything can work here. Some things will work and some things may not work. So then he asked him, "Why do you have an indifferent feeling towards us?" I told him, I wouldn't have wanted to tell you straight on the face, because when you talk to a person, you tell him something on the face, then he is not so receptive. He feels that you're running him down, you disgrace him, you're embarrassing him, right? So I wouldn't want to say something to you directly on the face. Not that I'm not supposed to be saying it, but I don't want to hurt you, I don't want to embarrass you, I don't want to disgrace you. So now, Mohan, tell me, what wrong do you find in us? So I think, see, the whole basis of this institution, the bank, is not right. Whether they call it Islamic or not Islamic, but the whole basis is not right. So a so-and-so person sanctioned it, all that. So why do you disapprove of it? So I explain, see, let me tell you in detail, that you thrive on the people's greed. You thrive on people's greed. So now explain that to me, that how do we thrive on people's greed? So like this, see, you'll have someone advertising for a furniture or for a car, right? And you were attracted, you saw something, and you were attracted. You want to buy the car, you want to buy the furniture. Or someone is selling his house, and you want to buy it. Talk of the finance, you don't have the finance. So, it's something you want to purchase because it caught your eye, but then you talk about opening your wallet, you don't see the finance. So then, the bank comes to you and sympathizes with you. Don't worry, we'll be here for you, see. Don't stress, don't have any problems. We are here for you. Otherwise, what's our job? Our job is to be of service to you. So this is the sympathy card that they will play. Now, what you are doing is, you are waiting for these people to get attracted by this type of offers, right? That you could do business after that. If they're not attracted, they're not enamored, they're not attracted by these things here, I ask you, will your business thrive? If they're not attracted, they're not overwhelmed with what they saw, the advertisement they've seen, then you will never do business. Just say, for example, every person is Islamic, mind is Islamic. Now sometimes our behavior is Islamic, perhaps, but our minds are not Islamic. The Islamic mind is, just live within your means, not beyond your means. I can afford a Corolla, say, 10,000 rands, then I will just use a Corolla, I won't go beyond that. And I need to take a distance, then I can go on in bus, use some other modes of transport. But for the day-to-day running around, I can do this. Right. There is a way to overcome this. I just live within my means. I don't go beyond my means. do how much I can afford. I'm not owing anybody anything. I'm at ease. I'm comfortable. Not in a state of anxiety. But now, if I'm borrowing money, money is the interest, right, that comes with it. If it's an Islamic bank, then they will just adjust things to make it appear as though it's not, they're not interesting you. So they'll just adjust the thing. Adjusting, adjusted, so they will say, use some other word to show that they're not charging you interest. But you have to pay for it, whether from a conventional bank or an Islamic bank, you will still pay. In, you look at the whole thing, then in two deals, they ask you to give you about 50 months to pay, right? But two deals as though it will cost you one brand new car. So much that they are charging you. So they are thriving out of your greed. And the Islamic mizaj is, Islamic temperament is, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Allah Ta'ala, grant me contentment. What I've got, I must feel content, must feel happy. And deep within my heart, I must feel I got much more than I deserve. And the secular style that you are taking people along is making them feel that they don't have enough. They don't have enough and they need to go to the bank, take a loan, etc., so that they could live. So that's the mind mentality that's been created. And our mentality, the mentality of our culture is, alhamdulillah, I got enough, more than enough, I'm quite comfortable, and I don't want to be uneasy. And you go that side, and every month you have to pay for 50 months, 10,000 naira, 50 months must be. Right? So for that whole duration, you're uneasy. Now you have to, from your salary now, you're earning 20,000 naira, 25,000 naira, and at the end of the month, 10,000 naira straight stone. So you're only left with 15,000. So what you've got, just a car. And then, payable over 60 months, right? End of the 60 months, then they will tell you, see this car here, now you need to trade it in. This car, this scrap now, it's already aching and paining, so scrap it and get another one. Again, the system doesn't end, it is on and on. So you are living perpetually in a mental state of greed. And that's not our style. Then I asked him, alright, I said, see every person, all Muslims, were living purely on the basis of contentment, and they're only spending, they're only buying according to what they need, according to the needs they are buying, not more than what they need, then how many of your banks will exist? The only what I need, I'm only spending according to my needs, not beyond my needs, nothing at all. So if everybody was doing the same, how many percent of the banks will continue? So he says, hey, hardly anything. Not even two banks. I mean, what's one bank, maybe the wealthy will be just using the banks to do their business deals, that's all. So nobody will be using the banks. They'll be just using the banks to facilitate payments, etc. Nothing more than that. So there won't be any banks. It will be out of business. That's why I have an indifferent feeling towards. That is not in keeping with an Islamic ethos. You may somehow show it is Islamic, and we don't want to fight with you, right? Sort of our way. But I ask you, is it in keeping with the Islamic ethos? A person mentally, I'm always in problems. Can't come out of my problems. This car is now scrap now. I need to trade it in, get something better. And again, you trade how much you, after 60 months, how much you want to get? If you paid 500,000, that was the cost price. Now after 60 months, you'll be lucky to get about 60,000 for it. 60,000-70,000. And if you buy another one, it won't be 600,000 now. Now it'll be 800,000. And that chakra just carries on. Just carries on. You don't come out of that rut. Whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us, not to get into this level. Live according to it means, لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَةٍ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهِ. The person who's got wealth, let him spend according to his means. But the one that is in constraints, فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهِ, he must spend according to his means. That person that is wealthy, according to him, his means. The one that is in financial constraints, according to his means. So if everybody lived in that manner, I ask you, will there be anything like greed? Will there be any need for a bank? No need for a bank, no greed. Will there be any anxiety and worry? No worry, no anxiety, nothing. So that's the way that was proposed, encouraged by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this circular style of life is totally against it. Then the person, first he'll go to an Islamic bank. Alright, it took me 60 months to pay, right? Now, if I buy the same car through a conventional bank, then the repayment is much lesser. So why must I go to an Islamic bank when the conventional bank is lesser? Now, from this he's going on to that. Now, and then one thing to the other, when he's got the taste of borrowing money, right, borrowing, then he carries on. It doesn't discriminate. Halal, haram, nothing. Once, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi, Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with nur. So he was addressing some people. See, I was looking at the differences in the ummah. Everywhere there are differences, difference of opinion. Then, I was pondering what was the cause of the differences, just escalating all the time. Differences and not decreasing, it's just escalating. What's the cause? So what came to my mind very seriously is that people are no longer interested about halal and haram. Just worried, the whole concern is the quantity of wealth. The wealth must just grow. That's the whole concern. They are concerned of the quality. Now, when you're not worried about the quality of the wealth, then that wealth is going to definitely end up with problems, fights, disputes, misunderstanding. There's not going to be happiness. You imagine for a moment, just think for a moment. You come home, there's a good meal that is placed on the table for you, but your wife is not talking well to you, she is displeased, she is upset with you, not talking with you, and giving you one word answers, but it's all happy, not interested in you. Talking to her, she is giving one word answers. Trying to cheer up, she is not responding. But the meal is nice, it looks nice, but she's not talking to you gently, nicely, politely. She's not talking to you. She's moving away from you. I ask you, as good as that meal is, will that meal be enjoyable and satisfying? Why? Because the partner is not happy. She's disturbed, she's not happy with you, the mind is not right, so that meal won't be enjoyable. Now, this was a person that didn't provide the rosy. She just arranged it, prepared it, right? Now, the one that is giving rosy, is giving the sustenance, if he is displeased, then will that food, that house, will it be enjoyable, will it bring you pleasure and satisfaction? Can't. No matter what you have done, but it won't give you that satisfaction, it won't give you that pleasure, it won't give you that enjoyment. I was just going through the routine, You can just boast about, brag about yourself. Oh, we had steak. And we had wagyu or whatever. Tomahawk or whatever. Right, that's all. It's just your name. But does it bring satisfaction, happiness, enjoyment? Why? The one that provided that rosy, that sustenance, he is displeased. When he is displeased, the best meal will also be not satisfying, enjoyable, it won't bring pleasure. Then the food, eating with spies, misunderstandings, differences, everything is happening. So the simple way was, look for the ways to please him. If he is pleased, really pleases you, then the simple meal will bring that satisfaction that you can't imagine. It is just a simple bread, the amount of satisfaction, happiness, enjoyment, and fulfillment, because the one that's upstairs, he's happy. When he's happy, then everything is enjoyable. And if he's not happy, then nothing can be enjoyable. Nothing. It's just an illusion, just an imagination that this is pleasure, this is comfort. So you'll see many, most people going for holiday and they return in a worse mental turmoil than they had gone. They went for the holiday, it was a name, took photos, hey, see, we went to this mountain and that lake and that falls and all that. But after that, ask them, how do they feel? Say, worse than get home. Why? In the process, you broke Allah Pak's laws. Allah Pak is not happy. So when Allah Pak is not happy, can that be fulfilling, satisfying, bring any type of enjoyment and happiness? Won't be. So the way to attain that happiness and that fulfillment is, he, the one that gives it to you, is he happy with you? You're spending it, you're acquiring it, in the acquisition, in the spending, is he happy? He's happy, everything will work out. Now, I'm not paying the creditors, dragging them. I'm thinking I'm making a lot of money. But that money, there won't be barakat. That money that you got, so-called money, there won't be barakat. It won't be enjoyable. It won't have satisfaction. It will bring about more and more turmoil. Worry, anxiety, turmoil, disturbed mind. What's the reason? The one upstairs is not happy. Why are you dragging, why are you stretching my servant? If you are my servant, he's my servant as well. Why aren't you paying your dues? Why? Why aren't you doing it? So you're not going to do it, then you're not going to find happiness. You're not going to have fulfillment. You're not going to find happiness. When in a, you know, you'll be in a perpetual state of turmoil, mental turmoil. No happiness. It's just figures that is exciting. See what I got. See the figures I got. Just the figures will be impressing you. But you ask satisfaction, happiness, nothing. Anybody likes you, they'll dislike you. Ask me, I'll tell you, your own children will hate you. Your own children will hate you. They won't like you. Why? See, that happiness and satisfaction and love is in the hands of Allah. I know about this thing. People come and confide, so I can tell you, first thing I can tell you, that your own children will hate you. They won't love you. Because you broke some law there. You didn't do it right with Allah Ta'ala. Someone's law, someone's right was suppressed. Someone was dragged. Someone was stretched. Someone you robbed. Someone you did fraud, right? Something you did. You didn't play it right. So you, in the process, you displeased the one. You displeased him, he can never be pleasure. You take him, I'm telling you, it's guaranteed, you can never have pleasure. So the easy way, simple way, see that Allah Ta'ala is happy with you. After all, he's given you so much, you were nothing, and he gave you so much, and then is this the reward, or this the response that Allah Ta'ala deserves? Where you were nothing, then he gave you so much. And this is the type of response you're giving to Allah Ta'ala. Is that what he deserves? Sometimes that happens. In most cases that happens. Then you get, apart from that, you get other complications, health complications, business complications, your staff is not right, someone is stealing from you, something is happening. It took you so much pain to acquire, and it just goes overnight. Overnight, then it's just gone. Then your turmoil in the house, domestic problems, difficulties, can't sleep. So all these things happen. Most of it is because of the wealth not being right. Somewhere or the other, you robbed, you cheated, you were not right, you dragged someone, you hurt someone, you suppressed his right. All these things, Allah takes it very seriously. And then it will show in some way or the other. Like I said, the one that gave it to you, and he is not pleased, then how can that food, how can that wealth be of pleasure to you? It can't be pleasing to you. Please the one on top, and then this thing will be enjoyable, you'll be happy. But then you have to have that faith. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib used to say, that I haven't given a name to this Tabligh Jamaat. But had I given a name, then I would have called it Tahreek-e-Iman. A movement of Iman, getting the Iman right, the Yaqeen right. Allah Pak is the giver, He is the doer, He will make it happen. So, in anything that you are doing, see that He is happy. First, see Allah Pak is happy. Then after that you can arrange everything else. But if He is not happy then what's the good? You've done everything, but he's not happy. What's the good? Is there anything to boast about? Is there anything to be happy about? Is there anything to be celebrating? So you'll be hated, the children will hate you, and let me tell you, they'll be waiting for you to die. They'll be just waiting for you to die, so like hawks, just want to come and scoop your wealth out. So they're not making dua for you to live long, and happily, he must get sick, die quickly, so we can enjoy his wealth. So, your living is not enjoyable, your dying is also not enjoyable. In your mind, you are just hallucinating. Oh, I got so much, and I got so much, and I got so much. It's just a mental state of hallucination. So if you want that happiness, then please him. See, Allah Pak says, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Your conduct is well, business dealings are right, you are always charitable and kind, whoever, but kind, charitable, compassionate. So it's a guarantee from Allah Ta'ala, فلنحيينه حياة طيبة, will give you an enjoyable life. How that enjoyment comes? The enjoyment comes sometimes with wealth, sometimes with a very high level of contentment. That you feel within your heart and your mind, you feel very well. That you got little, but you feel that enjoyment and excitement that you're going through is unspeakable. You can't even describe it. Though you got little, but you're very happy, very satisfied, fulfilled you feel. So that's a guarantee from Allah Ta'ala. I will do it for you. Don't you see our workers, right? And they would earn about 200 rands a day. We gave them a meal. Bas, thank you, man. He's so excited. And then he's still going to walk another 5 kilometers to reach his house. And then he'll come back again. But that little is bringing that satisfaction and happiness. And you, with all that wealth, thinking, hey, now, I didn't make the target. What's going to happen tomorrow? So I must get the staff again, and the staff is not playing the game with me. He is for this 200, he is excited, jumping, running, playing on football also, full 1.5 hour, walking again 1.5 hour to 1.5 hour to his house, coming back in the morning, he is excited. So that person has got 200, he is excited. You got 200,000, but no happiness. You see that diversity. Now that's the result of the 12th. Yusuf is saying that I see all these differences and I am convinced it is because your wealth is not right. So Allah Pak doesn't want that you only appear like a Muslim. The appearance is also good, but He doesn't want you to just only appear as a Muslim. But your mind, your heart, your body must also be Islam full. not just an appearance of Muslim. Don't you hear many a time a Muslim will say, I'd rather work with a kafir, work for a kafir than working for a Muslim. Now our code is so bad that that Muslim is saying, I'd rather work for a kafir than I work for my own brother. But is that a good reflection? I ask you, is that a good reflection? What's the good of that brother? When your own brother is working for you, under you, and he hates you, and he says, I'd rather work for a kafir than working for you. What's the good? So you're not a good example for Islam, not for your household, not for your brethren, not for the community, then for who? That thing will, in a few days, will be the cover, finish, khalas. So you will be playing games with people, and people will be playing games with you. One old man now is like retired, he can't work. But his children are not interested in it. Because to that point he was looking after them, he was doing some business. So now that he can't generate money now because he's retired, he needs the money himself. So they also deserted him, they ran away. At a time now he needs them, he needs the company, he needs them to come and pamper him, spoil him a little bit. So they just deserted him. Because the whole life was centered around money. There's no money now, so it's no longer funny now. Before it was funny, so we were there. But now the money is gone, he's not earning now, so it's no more funny, so they left him. Now he's thinking of a plan, how to entice, you know. So he told one son of his, you know, in secret, you know, tell him, you know, I got a big treasure, and I had you in mind, you know, because you were my favorite son. It's quite a bit of gold coins I got, silver coins, what, 500 I got, and I got some investment also. But you're my favorite son, you know. That's all. Now that son left all his work, 24/7 he's making khidmat. See, we're training the child only to be money-wise, what? So now, he is enticed, he's attracted, why? Because of the bait, the carrot that you dangled. You dangle that carrot, and now he's around you. He's the father says, Abai, you don't need to be around me all the time. Abba, I just have a liking for you. I just have a liking for you. 24/7, he's around, giving khidmat, cold water, giving him a bath, washing him nicely, taking him for Jummah namaz, using him. In the meanwhile, father died. Father died, now he's looking for the treasure. No treasure. Gave a kick, left him down. So the hearse angel saw this thing out, not worried about the man. So, the man says, I have to do this thing here. Why do it? Because I needed the khidmat. And I not dangled the carrot, nobody would have done my khidmat. So, when I dangled this carrot here, that gold, 500 gold coins I got and all that, you know, properties I got, when I dangled the carrot, they were there. One son was there. So I had some company. Now, he's on his way out, he's gone. So, he got his thing done. And this man, father died, kicked him, and told the hearse, but yeah, look after him. The Ustaz not worried about him. So now that's what happens with the wealth. You're being loyal to wealth, and wealth will show you its worth. If you're being loyal to Allah Ta'ala, then He'll show you what He is. If you try to be loyal to wealth, then after a time, wealth will show you its worth. It's the greatest deceiver, wealth. The greatest deceiver. But if you showed that loyalty to Allah Ta'ala, Allah, you come first, my wealth, my person, me, everything belongs to you, then Allah Ta'ala will show you His grandeur, His splendor, His beauty. He will show it to you. So, all is required is just to be changed our mindset, change our mindset, make a niyat by it. What's the good of all these things here when my children hate me, my people hate me, my workers hate me, my friends don't want to talk to me? Why? Just because of wealth. So what's the good of this wealth? What's the good? We talk of some of the imams, very wealthy imam, Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, you can say he was a billionaire, right? But you see the compassion and the love that he had in wealth. So one person is owing him about half a million. About half a million. Because you talk about, say, 20,000 dirhams, and just see what it is, about half a million, right? So one person is owing him half a million. Imam saw him from a distance. The moment his eyes fell on Imam Abu Hanifa, he ran away. Imam Sahib understood now that because he's owing me, so he's running away. So Imam Sahib went after him, caught him. When he caught him, he says, "Is this the thing that is chasing you away from me? Is this the thing that's creating a distance between me and you? If this is the thing, it's not worth it. I make everything maaf for you. And take another 10,000. So he got the money, but you see how he manipulates, how he works the money. To win the friend or to distance the person. You can use the wealth also to win someone, and you can use it also to distance yourself. But now, man, Imam Sahib passed away and millions are talking about him. Approximately he passed away 150. Up till now, 1300 years have passed. But his praises, his books are read, people are talking about him. And no madrasa in the world can say that you don't talk about him every day. 1300 years have passed on. Now, you look at this person, and look at Qarun, right? He has got so much of wealth. If you go and read the description of his wealth, it'll be at least, I'm talking the minimum, right? At least about 50 tons of gold. How much? 50 tons. You only have 500 gold coins and you boast about it. Right? He has 50 tons. But at the end, when he became too proud of his wealth, too much for himself, so Allah Pak says, فَخَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ. He sank him right into the earth. The earth swallowed him. Now, he's reached such a despicable state, do you find anybody calling his son, Qarun, my dear Qarun? The man will keep the name Musa, but not Qarun. You keep your son's name Adam, right? But not Shaitan. Hey, my Shaitan, my Shaitan. See, they don't deserve that, you know. Why? They worked against humanity, against Allah Ta'ala. So they hated. 5,000, 4,000 years have passed, but they hate, up to this day they hated. And Musa alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, who served Allah Ta'ala primarily, and was loving to the creation. Rasulullah Rasim is loving to the creation and served Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? He was wealthy. He was wealthy, but as the money came, it was just given. Came and given. And given so much, right? That at times you hear, he got so much of wealth, but by the night everything is given. And then he ties a stone to the stomach, pangs of hunger, and he's sleeping in that state. But he understands that the wealth is enjoyable when Allah Pak is happy. Let the servants of Allah Ta'ala be happy. Let them be happy. Himself, spending it out, tying stones to the stomach. So, right. So, it was a man, you know, there's an author, woman author, that's right, English woman, she writes, What a man this man must have been, that he died without a cent in his pocket, but the world at his feet. What a man he must have been, not a cent in the pocket, but the world at his feet. But when orientalists, they compare who's the best person in the universe, they all are unanimous, it's Rasulullah. Don't they see? They see it again and again. So, without a strength in the pocket, so that money won't bring you respect. No security, no respect, nothing. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. You are asking for respect and honor, strength and might, then it's with Allah Ta'ala alone. So just link up with Him. All وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. That belongs to Him entirely. So you link up to Him, you get that strength, you get that security, and you'll get that might, you'll get that drive in you. Then link up with Him. That wealth, give it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Obviously we can't give at that level, but a good amount, give a good amount. Or Mashaikh says that there mustn't be a day that you don't give something. I would say at least 1/10 of your property give away. 1/10. Every day, you made 1,000, right? 100 rand you gave away. That also is less. According to the standards of Sahaba Ikram, is less. But, alright, for a start, what you can't give 1/10, then give 1/20. Give 50 rand. But you see the enjoyment that will come into your house. Enjoyment, happiness, wife, everybody. They're just buzzing, they're all happy. But you got the heart to give out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The near, the dear, the distant, the poor, the neighbor. And you got the heart to give. Give 1/10 at least give. You can't give that 1/10 or at 1/20, but give, make it a point of giving every day. And that, what it does in turn for you, that is your cover. You see, if I have an insurance cover, that's the cover. You gave out. Did you give out the sadaqah for today? No. Give out the sadaqah. That's your cover. That's your security. So you brought some ease to someone. So Allah Ta'ala will bring ease to you. You brought some happiness to someone. Allah Ta'ala will bring happiness to you. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.